President Trump is backing Tesla CEO Elon Musk in his feud with public health officials in California. Tesla started making cars again this weekend in defiance of public health guidelines. And Musk has filed a lawsuit against Alameda County, where the plant is located, and even threatened to move Tesla out of California in light of the coronavirus restrictions. For more, we're joined by Sean O'Kane. He's senior reporter at The Verge. Hi, Sean.
Thanks for having me.
So President Trump tweeted today, quote, California should let Tesla and Elon Musk open the plant now. It can be done fast and safely. Musk has pointed out that auto manufacturers in other states are allowed to operate. What's his argument exactly?
Well, what's funny about the Trump tweet is that they're actually already open. I reported yesterday that Tesla was making cars over the weekend, even while Elon Musk had the company sue Alameda County. But, you know, his whole disagreement, Elon Musk's disagreement, really stems from Alameda County's stay-at-home order, which that's been about a month and a half now that the car factory in question, which is Tesla's only car factory in the United States, hasn't been able to make any product. And Tesla is, more than any other automaker, very reliant on the amount of cars it can make because it essentially has more demand than it has supply. And so every car that comes off the line there pretty much goes right out to a customer for all intents and purposes. And so they're very dependent on being able to keep production up and running. They don't have, you know, dealerships sitting with a bunch of product waiting to be bought. They need to deliver directly to consumers.
You've spoken to some Tesla workers. What are you hearing from them?
You know, it's really mixed, but mixed in a way that isn't typical for the employees that I've spoken to who work for the company in the past. You know, these people, the majority of the factory workers are hourly workers, so they really depend on their time at the factory to be able to bring home a paycheck. And they've been furloughed, and if not furloughed without pay, then with a pay cut over the last month. You know, one of them said very explicitly to me, and this is someone who has someone who is immunocompromised, you know, within their sort of personal orbit, said basically, you know, I'm going in because I need to put food on the table. Another person that I spoke to said they were staying home because they felt comfortable enough to be able to do that, and they felt like it was too risky to go in, even with some of the protective measures that Tesla has announced.
I want to ask you about the history of workplace safety violations. I mean, do you have any sense of what it's like on the line at Tesla right now? Are they complying with any of the social distancing requirements or providing protective equipment?
They've said, you know, they released this sort of packet over the weekend describing some of the protective measures that they're going to be put in place. It sort of remains to be seen. But yeah, I mean, I think something that's worth considering in the background of all of this is that Tesla's history with workplace safety is not very great. You know, patterns of people getting injured. They've gone as far as fighting letting OSHA come into the Gigafactory in Nevada, even when OSHA had a warrant and showed up to try to just investigate some injuries there. So it's very hard to get information from inside the company that isn't run through the company's filter, which complicates all of this.
And we should note that workers are not unionized. And Musk has said that they can take time off, but they won't be paid for it if they're fearful of going back to work. Will Tesla face any repercussions for this move?
It's really unclear. It does seem like from the text of the order that, you know, maybe the worst they could face are sort of fines. You know, as he tweeted yesterday and said that the factory was reopening, he said he'd be on the line and that he wants to be arrested if anyone is going to be arrested. So he's really put the ball in the court of the Fremont Police Department and the Alameda County Sheriff's Department, who, to their credit, say they're still working with Tesla on trying to figure out a plan for reopening.
Yeah. And in light of all of this, Tesla stock started this week with a rally. So very interesting stuff here. That's Sean O'Kane. He's senior reporter at The Verge. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.